As many of you might know, I went to I didn't go to a Jewish school or Jewish high school. I went to a prep school, the Bull School in Jacksonville, Florida. The school I went to originally had been a military academy, and then when it changed from military academy, I believe in 1960, it changed to one of those, posh prep schools where they had to wear a blazer, and the people from England think that's like the normal school, but for Americans, that's an oddity. By the time 1970 was when they became co-ed. By the time I joined the school, it had already been co-ed for a while. But nonetheless, the school had a very strict dress code. And we had to wear ties and proper button-down shirts. And if you didn't wear proper shoes and socks and a belt, you could get demerits and all those wonderful, wonderful prep schooly types of things. Needless to say, many of the students were quite aggravated by this requirement, especially in Florida, wearing ties, be it in September or in May, was kind of cruel and human punishment. But the theory in the school was the clothes make the man, that if students are dressed in a nicer way, and I don't know if the students from England or Australia and South Africa, where they have strict dress codes, can speak to this, or even some of the guys, I guess, who went to some of the yeshiva high schools, can speak to this, but I always thought there was some sense to it. And indeed, we just switched from yesterday discussing the Korbanot in the first seven prakim of Vayikra to the section where we discuss the anointment of the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim as well, their clothing have already been described in the Parshiot in Shmot, the end of Shmot. But here we actually see the Kohen Gadol put them on. The Kohen Gadol, to be consecrated, to be the Kohen Gadol, to be the high priest, had two elements. But one of those is described at the beginning of the Kriya in Revi'i, discussing which, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe, Kach et Aharon v'et banav ito v'et habegadim, and look at the focus on begadim, the clothing, v'et shemen ha-mishcha, and at the anointment oil, v'et parachatat, v'et shnei ha'elim, and then the korbanot. So there are kind of a few different little pieces here: the Aharon and his sons, the clothing, the oil, and then the korbanot. So in order to dedicate the priest, to dedicate the Kohen, all the regular Kohanim, and the Kohen Hedyot, as well as the Kohen Gadol, required special clothing. The same thing is going to be true about them. Well, another element is the Kohen Gadol required Shemen HaMishcha. He's going to be delineated or designated in two ways. The clothing make the man. By putting on the clothing, that makes him a Kohen. And also by Shemen HaMishcha, by the anointment oil. What's interesting is that he's not the only one who's anointed with oil. We know a king is as well, but in our parsha, was also anointed with oil as we continue after describing putting on the various clothing, the ketonet, the avnet, all the various aspects, the choshen and whatnot, those pieces of the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. And then in Pasuk 10, Vikach Moshe Shemen HaMishcha VimShach Et HaMishkan VeKol Asher Bo. Not only do we anoint the Kohen Gadol, but we also anoint the Mishkan, and we're going to anoint the Mizbeach. In a certain sense, just like we anoint the Kelim of the Mizbeach, Kelim of the Mishkan, and the Mizbeach itself with the Shemen HaMishcha, with the oil of anointing, so too the Kohen. So he kind of parallels, in a certain sense, the Kedusha, or the process of being Makdishoto, the process of sanctifying him by those two things, by the oil, just like the Mizbeach, and then the clothing. What's interesting is we're getting close to Pesach, and here I'll give you a little Pesach vort for your Seder. There's a common minhag for the Baal HaBayit to wear a kittel. To wear the white thing that the white kind of like dress. Truth of the matter is, most people buy them from Japan, a kimono is from Japan. But they wear this white dress-like thing, a kittel that people wear on Yom Kippur, people wear for davening when they lead the tefillot on the Yomim Noraim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They wear this white garment. So, too, there's a custom that at least the person leading the Seder wears a white garment at the Seder. Some people have minhag, more people, but the Netziv in his Haggadah, and this is just like a plug for a few of the wonderful Haggadot. If you have extra time now, if you're whipping out those Haggadot, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to learn Haggadah now. In fact, tonight I'll be giving a shiur, kind of a basic shiur on how to run a Seder for people who haven't run a Seder before. But even if not, you should whip out all those Haggadot, whatever Haggadah you have, and start learning the various commentaries. Because at the Seder, you don't have time to really read that, unless if you're on your own, you can learn all night. But if not, most Seders, people want to continue going and have time to read. So now is the time to read those Haggadot. So if you look at the introduction that Siv, when he talks about the Su'udah of Pesach, he says the suggests that the source for the minhag of wearing a kittel at the Seder is actually because looking at the su'udah, whenever you eat a su'udah, and we discussed this last time in regards to salt, but whenever you have a su'udah, is the su'udah considered like the your personal table? What the halachic term for is it considered like a sudat hedyot? Is it considered shulchan shel hedyot? Is it a regular person? Or is it considered eating with a kadosh baruch hu? Is it eating with God? And we know the machlokes between the shulchan aruch and the ramah, which we discussed last time I spoke, that according to the shulchan aruch, you don't have to have salt if the bread's good, but according to the ramah, you have to have salt because it's like you're eating at a mizbeach, as if you're eating like the kohanim are eating. The Netziv says the reason that we wear a special garment is just like the Kohanim. So at the Seder, eating the Korban, in a certain sense, you're sitting with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're eating the meal, and Hashem is with you while you're eating the Korban as well. Rabbi Soloveitchik, Zilnei Racha, famously critiqued the Netziv. Those of you who know the tension between the Netziv line and the Brisker line will understand the readiness to critique the Netziv. Rabbi Soloveitchik says, yeah, but according to the Netziv's explanation of the minhag, that you wear a kittel at the Seder, if that's a special garment, like we're all eating at the table of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the table of God, then that should be true for everybody. Everybody should be wearing a kittel. But the truth of the matter is, the minhag is generally for, at least the minhag in Lita, was only for the Baal HaBayit to wear the kittel. So Soloveitchik says the reason we wear a kittel is so that the children will ask questions and not fall asleep. Those of you who were in my shiur a few days ago, I talked about the concept of asking questions and the whole issue of as why that is the framework of the Seder itself. But nonetheless, the Netziv's idea that when we come to the Seder, it's if we're eating with the Rabbono Shel Olam, as if we're having a Su'udah with God, has always been something very meaningful to me. It's a very special event. And like the Kohen Gadol, putting on these clothes, getting dressed up, this is something I'm going to emphasize tonight in my shiur tonight, is that even if you're by yourself or it's just a couple of people, getting dressed up at the Seder changes the whole atmosphere. Going back to that school that I went to, there's no doubt in my mind that it doesn't mean that all the kids all of a sudden were super behaved and super disciplined, but when you dress up nicely and you put on your finest clothing, it impacts who you are. You feel like a different person. When you come to the Seder dressed up, even if it's not in the kittel, but just dressed up in a suit and a tie and really looking your best, you'll feel totally different. And it's as if you're coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So just like the Kohen Gadol, we put on the clothing. It's called Ribui Begadim. We add those clothing to make him into the Kohen Gadol. We don't have the Shem Mishcha. We don't have the oil. But nonetheless, like the Kohen Gadol, we should all feel like Kohanim at our Seder. And everyone have a great day.